The Mishnah says at the beginning of Elu Heina Lokin, listing those violations, those lavim which incur a chiyuv malchus, Tomei sha'ochel es ha-kodesh, va'aba el migdash tomei. These are two cases that deal with Tuma and Kodesh and incur a chiyuv kares. And the Mishnah holds, like those Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, that even in Chayvei Krisus you get Malkus if there was an Hasra for Malkus against Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says the following, Bishleima, I understand, Haba El HaMikdash Tomei. We understand very well the din of our Mishnah with regard to Haba L'Migdash Tomei. If we're looking for a source, and keep in mind that when we look for a source, we have to find in the Torah both the lav and the onesh. We have to find a losaseh, and we have to find a chiyuv kares. So in the case of Baal HaMikdash Tomei, we have a parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. And this is in Perek Yutes. There the Torah speaks about a Tomei. And the Torah says, we'll read the whole pasuk, "Kol nogeh b'meis b'nefesh adam asher yomus v'lo yischata es migdash Hashem timei v'nichrusa ha'nefesh ahim Yisrael ki mei nidalo zorek olav tomei yia o tumas abom." So the onesh for habal ha'migdash tomei is explicit here in the Pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And there the Torah speaks about an individual who was nogeh b'mes, he was metame tumas mes, which is obviously avi avos hatum, it's the highest and most intense level of tumah. He needs the mechatos, he needs to have sprinkling on his body from the Afer of Paraduma, and the Torah says he didn't do so, and then he entered into the Migdash as Migdash Hashem Timei, because may nidalo zorak olav v'o tumas abo and v'nichrusa. So we have an onesh for Tomei haba el Migdash. And we're going to see that it's not enough to have an onesh, but we also need an azhara, we need a lav. And that's what the Gemara is going to try to find here. And the Gemara says, the following, uksiv azhara, we also have an azhara. So from the pasuk that we saw, es migdash shem timei v'nichrusa, we have the onesh. Where is the azara? So in the same sefer, meaning sefer Bamidbar, but not in Perek Tes, Yutes, excuse me, but rather in Perek Hey. There it says, "Mizochar ad nekeva tishalechu el michutz lamachne tishalchu v'loitamis machaneim ani asher ani shochein besocha." So the key words here are velo yitamu es machanehem. And the pasuk is referring to a tomei, because it says el michutz lamachne teshalchum, referring to the tomei. And then it says velo yitamu es machanehem. And that is the azhara for tomei sheba el hamigdosh. If you take a look in Rashi, we'll see the Rashi a little bit later on, but one thing that we have to point out is that even though the Torah itself is addressing the case of a Tomei Mes, the Isur and the Chiyuv Kares for a Tomei to come into the Migdash is not limited to the case of someone who contracted Tumas Mes. But any Avat Tumah or Rishon Tuma would also engender the Chiyuv Kares if he goes into the Migdash. The only exclusion would be Nitma mimeis became tummy by touching a mess, or other types of methods of contracting tumas mess. In tumas mess, his chiv karis is not absolute, but sometimes nitma mimeis is not chai of karis when he enters in to the mikdash. And there's a principle which we won't go into now called Nazir Megaleach Aleihem. In other words, a kind of Tumas Mess that if a Nazir would have contracted that form of Tumas Mess, he would be Soser's Nazirus, and he would start his Nazirus all over again after the Tiglachas. But in any event, just the point that we wanted to make is that although the Torah here in this Pasuk is speaking about a Tumay Mess, nevertheless, it applies to other cases of Tumah as well. So again, the Onesh, it says, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, is, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, is the Pasuk, let's just read again the Pasuk, and then it says, "Es Mishkan Hashem Timei v'nichrusa." So again, the case is an Ogev v'mes, but as we said before, this chiv karis for entering into the Migdash as Mishkan Hashem Timei is not limited to someone who contracted Tumas Mess. It applies to other Tmeim as well. But that certainly gives us the Onesh and the Azhara, which we said is not in Bamidbar Yud Tes, but rather in Bamidbar Perek Hey. So going a little backwards, it says there, Mizochra Nekevet Shalechu El Michutz Lamach Sham Lo Yitamu Es Machnas Es Machaneh. That's the law of Lo Yitamu Es Machaneh. And a Tomei, let's say for example the case of Tumas Mess, even if he was Tovel, he needs Hazos Mei Para, Mei Chatos. And he needs it on the third day and on the seventh day. And in this case, the Torah says that he did not undergo that process of Tara. And therefore, he's Chaya for entering into the Mikdash. So even though he was Tovel, he's lacking Hazah B'Efer Paraduma. And the Torah says, V'lo Yitamu Es Machaneihem. And that's going to be the Azhara, the Lav, for Tomei Shenichnas L'Migdosh. And the beginning of the pasuk, as we saw, says Tishalchu el michutz l'machaneihem. Again, what the dinim of shiluach chutz l'machna are, that's a sugim psachim. Not every tamei has the same exact din of shiluach. Some are sent out of the machna shechina, some are sent out of all three machnos. That's the sugya in psachim. Oh, so that's as far as Tomei haba el amigdosh. Now we have to talk about Tomei she'achal es hakodesh, and that's going to preoccupy us for the rest of the shiur. Ella, says the Gemara, Tomei she'achal es hakodesh. How do we know he gets malchus? Bishleima onesh. The Torah spells out that he's chayv kares because he ate Kodesh. Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, an hour at the beginning of Vayikra, Vanefesh asher sochal basar mizevach hashlova shel Hashem tumaso olav v'nichrusa. If he eats from zevach shlomim and he's still tomei, is v'nichrusa. That's tomei Shachas Hakodesh Chayiv Kores. Fekti Gemara El Azhara Minayin. Why don't we? Where, from whence do we derive the Azhara, the Lav, that enjoins a person who is Tomei from eating Kodesh? And here, take a look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Maskel El Azhara Minayin. Minolan, Lekele Meimar, don't quote the Pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis. There it says, Ish Mizera, Ish Mizera Aaron, Vahu Tzarua Ozav, Bekodshim Lo Ye Ochel. That could not be the Pasuk. Bekodshim Lo Ye Ochel. Why not? Zot Rashi Delo Mayri Bekodshim Elo Bitruma. That pasuk is not referring to kachim, but rather to truma. How does Rashi know this? And this we'll see later on in the sugya. Tchsiv bei ish mizera aron, and ish means both a male and a female. Mizera aron. Dovra shavu bizara shal aron. Umukminile bitruma shehi shavu banoshim ubinoshim. With regard to Kodesh, we'll see is the Kodesh, Psar Kodesh, as a general rule, is Nechal Lizikre Kahuna, and not to the Nekevos, with the exception of Chaz V'Shok, but that's, we'll leave that for another time. So he says the following, Mukmina Le Betruma Shehi Shavu V'Anoshim V'Anoshim V'Af HaChozeres She'eno Chozeres L'Chaz V'Shok Chozeres L'Truma. So let's say she was a Bas Kohen and she married a Yisrael, and after his death, she goes back to Beis Avia, she can continue eating Truma. However, Eina Chozeres L'Chazav Ashok, but she is Chozeres L'Truma. And that's this case of Ish Mizera Aaron, that the subject of this Pasuk is going to be truma, even though the pasuk says bekodshim lo yochal, but we interpret it as truma. So that's not going to answer our question of where's the source for tamei sha'ochal es hakodesh. That pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis is talking not about a tamei sha'ochal es hakodesh, but rather tamei sha'ochal es hatruma ish mizera aron. So we're back to the drawing board. What is the source in the Torah for Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh? So the Gemara says, Ella, just one second. So let's go through it again. Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh Bishlei Ma'onesh Dichsiv Va'nefesh Asher Sochal Basar mizevach hashlam shel Hashem v'tumasa olav v'nichrisa. That's at the beginning of Vayikra in Perek Zayin. So that tells me the onish of kares el azhara minayin. Where is the source for the lav of tamei sha'achal es hakodesh? And here we have machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Omer, the pasuk is in Vayikra Yud Beis, and there it says the following. Let's read the pasuk. Ushloshim yom ushloshis yom teishev didmei tahara bechal kodesh lo siga velamikdash lo savad melos yemei tahara. So we're talking about Yoledes. In the case of Yoledes Zachar, she has 33 days of Demei Tara, Domim Tahorim. And then it says, Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga, etc. And this, according to Reish Lakish, is going to be the source for the Iser of Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh. Because the Oledes, even though she's Yosheves Al Dam Tahara, Dam Tahara, that's only Labaila, but the Dam is Metameha, as far as achilas kodshim is concerned. Now, the strange thing is that this pasuk doesn't mention achila, it just mentions negia. Bechol kodesh lo siga. So that we're going to see later on, that there's going to be a hekesh from which Reish Lakish derives that this lav is referring to achila. And for the achila, he gets kares. The Torah uses the lashon negia here to tell you that there's also an isa negia, but that isa negia, when a tummy is no gea b'kodesh, b'basa kodesh, that doesn't incur a chiv kares. But it is asur, and that's why the Torah says lo siga. Okay, all this will be, hopefully will be clarified as we read the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Tani Bardala, he brings up a lechora brisa. I mean, some of the acronyms say that Bardala is the name of one of the Tanoim, and that would make sense because he seems to be bringing a brisa. Rabbi Yochanan brings the brisa of Bardala. Apparently, Bardala is a Tana. Asya tumaso. We're going to derive the lav of Tomei Sha'achal Sakodesh from this Gzeirah Shavah. What is the Gzeirah Shavah? Ksiv Hacha. Here, with regard to someone who eats Kodshim Bituma, it says Vitumaso Olav V'Nichrasa. That's as far as the Onesh is concerned. This pasuk we've already discussed. Vitumaso Olav V'Nichrasa. Uksiv Hasam. In addition to that pasuk, at the beginning of Vayikra, it also says Hasam there in Bamidbar. Tomei Yia O Tumaso Bo. And now we have a Gzeirah Shavah. That pasuk of Tomei Yia O Tumaso Bo, as we saw earlier, is referring to, just one second, let's get the pasuk here, Tomei Yia O Tumaso Bo. Those are the last few words in the pasuk. That's referring to a Tomei Shenichnas Lemigdash. Is that correct? Because it says in the pasuk, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, he enters into the Migdash. And since the word Tumaso appears here, we're going to take that word Tumaso, and we're going to compare it to the word Tumaso in the pasuk, Vanefesh Hashem Tochal Basar Mizevach Hashlom Hashem Tumaso Olav. He's Tomei that he eats Basar, meaning the Basar Zevach, the Basar Shlomim, is Mala Halon, just as in the case of Bala Migdash Tomei, the Onesh, you have an Onesh and you have an Azhara. Afkan, here too, in the case of Tomei Shachal Sakodesh, is Yav Onesh V'Azhara. So this is pretty interesting that the Gzeirah Shavah establishes a lav. There is no lav for Tomei Shachal HaSakodesh Mefurash, but through the Gzeirah Shavah to Tomei Shenichnas L'Migdash, we derive the lav and the Azhara for Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh. The Ritva says that in this case, the Onesh is pretty explicit, and we can be Doresh this Gzeirah Shavah, even if it's not Mufneis Mishnei Tzadin. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara mentions the Onesh in this Drasha of the Gzeirah Shavah. We don't need the Onesh in the case of Tomei Shachal HaSakodesh, that we have explicitly, as it says, Vanefsha Tochal Mipsar Azvok Mishadizah Vitmasov V'Nichrasah. We only need it for the Azhara. I don't know why the Gemara had to say onesh, just like there by Tomei Sheniklas LeMigdash, you have both onesh and ashara. Here too, we have onesh and ashara. I mean, you don't need the Gzeir Shav for onesh, you need the Gzeir Shav for ashara. In any event, the Gemara says the following. So again, let's just summarize. According to Reish Lakish, how do we know the how do we derive the ashara for Tomei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh? It's from the pasuk Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Okay, that's the pasuk that we need. Kol Kodesh Lo Siga. And that pasuk is in Vayikra Yud Beis, pasuk Dalet. Now let's just see if we can find it here in the Torah or Hasholem, if you have that. There it is, number Hey. And the pasuk says, Ushloshim Yom Shloshim Teishay Vid Meitar, B'chal Kodesh Lo Siga, etc. B'chal Kodesh Lo Siga. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, for some reason, doesn't derive the Iser of Tomei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh from Kol Kodesh Lo Siga, as we'll soon see why, but rather his source for the Iser, for the Lav of Tomei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh, is Gzeiras Shava between Tomei Sheniklas LeMikdash and Tomei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh, because in both cases the Torah used the word Tum'aso Bo. Tumaso, at least. So Gemara says, Bishlema, Reish Lakish, Lama, Krab Yochanan, that I understand. Gzeir Shava, Lo, Gamir. In other words, Gzeir Shava is something that requires a transmission. It requires a Kabbalah, Ish Mipi Ish. And Reish Lakish did not have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Even though you could ask the question, well, let him have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is his Rebbe. So Tosus in Shabbos says that it's not enough that your Rebbe teaches you a Gzeirah Shavah. You need, Tosus writes, and this I'll quote you from the Tosus in Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Zion. Hayamakum of the other minyan Gzeirah Shavah Sheish B'chal HaTorah. There was a certain specific number of Gzeirah Shavahs that they knew, the secret number that was given over through the Mesorah. So now, what Reish Lakish has a problem, if he accepts Rav Yochanan's Gzeir Shava, then his minyan is off by one. He's going to have to remove something else from his list of Gzeir Shavas, and that he doesn't have to do. In any event, then the Gemara says the following. This is what we want to focus our attention on. Ela, Rav Yochanan, my time, alo, Omer, Reish Lakish. And here Tosus, Divra Maskel Hahu, asks the following question. What do you mean that Reish Lakish, my time, Lomak, Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Lomak, Reish Lakish? I mean, the answer to that question is very simple, because Rabbi Yochanan has the Gzeirah Shavah. Let me just see if I can read this to you. Meaning, the Gemara is not asking why Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish. The answer to that question is because he had a Mesorah and he had the Gzeir Shava Tumaso Tumaso. But rather, what the Gemara is asking is, what does Rabbi Yochanan derive from the very same pasuk that Reish Lakish quoted? If Reish Lakish sees in the pasuk of Ish Mizera Arm Vutzeru Ozov Bekotchim Lo Yochal, is Bekotchim Shlo Yochal is certainly a lav for Achilas Kotchim, Reish Lakish is 100% correct. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan can't accept that because he has Gzeir Shava, what does he do with that pasuk? So the Gemara answers, Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yochanan would answer, Ahu, that pasuk, is Azhar L'Truma. The pasuk that says, Ushloshim Yom, Teshev B'dmei Tahor B'chal Kodesh Al-Sigav, V'Al-Mikdash Al-Savo, that pasuk is referring to Truma. Now, where is there any indication that this pasuk is referring to Truma? I mean, it says B'chal Kodesh Lo Tiga. When Pashas were talking about Kodesh. Okay, so Truma is also considered Kodesh. That's okay. But the Pshuta Shel Mikra is certainly referring to Kodshim in this pasuk. So Tosa says the following, that if you look at the next part of the pasuk, the Hemshech, it says Ad Melos Yemei Tahara, which implies that she just has to count this Melos, and it's the last 33 days, and that's it. Then she's allowed to eat Kodesh. Now we know that's not true, because even after the 33 days, the very next day after the Melos, she has to bring her Karbon. This is what's called a Chatas Yoledes. Until she brings her Karbonos, there won't be any heter for her to eat Kodesh. So how can the Torah say Ad Melos Yemei Tahara? That's imprecise. The answer must be, Tosfos says, Yeshov Yishum Degavi Haikra Ksiv Ad Melos Yemei Tahara V'Kodshim Ad Li'achar Kapar. She has to bring her Karbon. It's not just Ad Melos Yemei Tahara. El the Teretz is that Pasuk is referring to Truma. And certainly she, the Yoledes, could eat Truma after the termination of Hamelos. And there's no need for her to bring a carbon like the Gemara derives from the word Vitayer, if you'll see at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. Oh. So now the Gemara is going to turn it around the other way. Veresh Lakish Azhara L'Truma Minale. So now we have to know, where does Resh Lakish have a source in the Torah for the Tomei enjoined from eating Truma? Because he's using this pasuk of B'chad Kodesh Lo Siga as the source for Tomei eating Kodesh. Nafkale, he derives it from a different pasuk. And this is the pasuk we mentioned before in Vayikra Chav Beis. Ish mi zera Aaron v'hu tzarua ozov. And the pasuk then says, b'kodshim lo yochal. And as you recall, Rashi already told us about this pasuk. And Rashi mentioned that Mukminele Betruma, that this pasuk has to be referring to Truma. How do we know that this pasuk is referring to Truma? And the answer is because it says Ish Ish, which implies all the members of Kahuna, all the descendants of Aaron, including even the Kevas. And it must be talking about Truma, because Ezu Dovar Shushave Bizarro Shal Aaron. In other words, what kind of achila would apply to both Zecharim and the Kevis? That's what we mean, Bechol Zaro Shel Aaron. Hevi Omer Zu Truma. Because as far as Kodshim is concerned, is Kodshim is Necholim only to Zichrei Kehunos. Again, even though Chazav Ishok is also Nechal and Nekevis, but even so, it's limited, it's not all Nekevis. And as Rashi pointed out, you have Nekevos that married a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael. Her husband died, she becomes an Almana, and she has no children from this husband, she goes back to eating truma, but she doesn't go back to eating chazav v'shok. So therefore, it would not be appropriate to say that chazav v'shok is the subject of this pasuk, bekachim lo yochal, because not all nekevis would fit in to achilas kachim. Let's look at the language of Rashi, if we can find that. Rashi says, "Sheshav b'zar shalom b'anoshim v'noshim al kachim, enom necholom el zchor v'chiteim o'ika chaz v'shok, lesa, b'chozeres, kigon almana u'grusha, v'zera enla." So if she has the following conditions, then we'll see she's allowed to eat truma. She lost her first husband, or he divorced her, and she has no children from her first husband. In such a case, chozeres l'truma v'eina chozeres l'chaz v'shok. So as far as truma, achilas truma is concerned, we can certainly justify ish, which means both scharim and nekevis, because as far as truma, in all situations, a bas kohen is allowed to eat truma. But if we talk about kochim, so then although there are situations in which a nekeva does eat kochim, but it's not straight across the board. So we're looking for an ish, which is absolute, something that she can always eat as a bas kohen. And now she's enjoined from eating it because of tuma. Ezu davishu shove bizarro shel Aaron. It applies both to zcharim and nekevis. Have yom ezu truma, and the Torah is telling us, warning us not to eat truma betuma. So basically, according to this shita of Reish Lakish, the pasuk is not talking about kodshim, but rather it's talking about truma. Fekta Gemara ve'idach. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan derives the isra achilas truma v'tuma from the pasuk chol kodesh lo siga, and the question now is, what does he do with the pasuk of Reish Lakish? Ish mizera Aaron v'tzarua b'kodshim lo yochal. So why does he need the pasuk of b'kol kodesh lo siga? So the Gemara answers, ha'hu l'achila v'ha l'negiyah. Rabbi Yochanan needs two psukim. The ish pasuk he's going to use for achila, because there it says b'kodshim lo yochal. And the other pasuk he needs for negiyah, and that's the pasuk that says b'chol kodesh lo siga. Now the question is, if you've already derived an isa negiyah in the case of a tame vis-a-vis truma, so then why do you need a pasuk for achila? Why need the pasuk of ish mizera aram v'tzarua zav v'kachim lo yochal? You already have a lav for lo yiga, lo tiga, so why do you need another lav? I mean, achila l'chor is a lot more, shall we say, dramatic than negia. So on this we have three answers. The first answer is that you need an azhar for achila because the principle of ein onshim min adin. So for sure, you could derive achila in a kal v'chomer from the gia, but you cannot derive onshim min adin. I'm sorry, you cannot derive mashir min adin, ein mashir min adin. Then you have the following. In the second answer we want to give you out of the following scenario. Let's say somebody was metame the kodshin. In such a case, there's no longer there's no longer an Isur Negia, but the Isur Achila still applies. And the third answer would be, let's say a scenario where you have a kibetza. You have a kibetza's worth of truma. The Isur Negia, I'm sorry, let's say the other way around. You have an achil of kizayis, and that would be enough to incur the iser of tamei shachal satrum because the tamei ate kizayis. However, the iser negia requires a larger shear than of a kibetza. And another answer would be that you can have achilu without negia. For example, Tachav lo chaver lebeis ablia, the famous case where somebody stuffs the food down your throat, in this case puts the truma down your throat. So you are not nogea. And we want to derive a lav, an asara for achila. I'm not clear about that last answer, because if in this particular scenario he's eating it without negia, does that mean that the whole kal v'chomer falls off? I mean, certainly the Isra Achila per se is more dramatic than the Isra Negia. And we'll soon see that for violating the Isra Achila you get kares, that would not apply to violating the Isra Negia. So we had the answer of Ein Onshin or Ein Mazir Min HaDin, but now you're telling me that there's no Isra Negia on this particular piece of truma, because such a small piece of truma, it's got a kizayis, doesn't have a kibetza. But that certainly doesn't justify the need for a special azhar fachila. That azhar fachila could be derived with a kal v'chomer from negia. Even though in this particular scenario, he does not violate the iser negia, but still the iser achila is much more profound. It's much more chomer. And unless you activate the principle of Ein Mazir Min HaDin, I think you're back to square one. All right, let's just go on to get a picture of what's coming up around the bend, because we're not in the clear yet. The Gemara asks the following question now: Vireish Lakish, Hai Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga Lahachi Hu Diasa? Is it in fact true that the Azhara for a Tomei Bachilas Kodesh is from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga? Hahumi Boile, doesn't Reish Lakish in fact need it for something else? L'Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh. He needs a Finigia. Di Itmar Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh Reish Lakish Omer Loke Rabbi Yochanan Omer Eino Loke. Is Reish Lakish Omer Loke B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ein Loke. Hahu Azhara L'Truma Hu Diasa. So before we see the Machlokas itself and what Rabbi Yochanan is adding, let's just focus our attention for a moment on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that if you violate the Iser of Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh, you get Malkus for that. And the source for that in the Torah is going to have to be the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So how then can you use that Pasuk as a source for the Iser Lav, the Azhara of Tomei Sha'achal Asa Kodesh? We need it for the case of Negia. And again, all the answers that we gave before, why Negia is not sufficient and will derive Achila with a Kal V'chomer. No, we need the Azhara for Negia. We also need a separate Azhara for Achila. By the way, when Rabbi Yochanan says here that Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh Eino Loke, he implies that there is an Iser even without Malkus. And the question is going to be, what's the reason for that Iser Achila if you don't have the Pasuk for anything other than Negia B'Chol Kodesh Lo Siga? So what does he mean Eino Loke, but there is an Iser? It's like Potter Avalosa.
but on a deraisa level. So it could be that the Iser here is to bring Truma to a state of psul. You know, just by touching the tummy is touching the Truma, he's passeling the Truma. He's being mafsid Truma v'yadai. In any event, Rabbi Yochanan says that b'chol kodesh lo siga is not... Yeah, I stand corrected. I mentioned Truma, but I meant to say Basar Kodesh. So Rabbi Yochanan has a separate psul in Tavei Shenoga B'Kodesh B'Toras, a separate Issa B'Toras psul, maybe Kodeshul based on psul, but that's not an Issa Lav per se. So the Torah in B'Chol Kodesh Lo Siga, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not enjoining us from Negia, but rather enjoining us from Negias Kachim, but rather enjoining us from Negias Truma. So the machlokas here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is about the case of Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh, but in the case of Tomei Shenoga B'Truma, is even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there is a lav. And that's pretty odd. I mean, where do we find a chumrah in Truma above and beyond Kachim? I mean, Kachim is always more chumrah than Truma. I mean, it could be Xeris HaKosev and that's it. The Meiri wants to suggest that the Torah wants to be more machmir against Truma in order to avoid an Iser of Truma, meaning Truma, dafka because Truma is kala, it's more lenient than Kachim, it's not as chomer as Kachim, therefore the Torah want to be machmir with regard to Negiah's Truma. Why? Because Negiah is a harchaka, sha'asa Torah lidvarea, and it's the Torah itself made a siag, in order to prevent you from a more serious and severe violation of achila. So the Torah says don't touch it because it might lead you to achila. And the Torah wanted to institute that gzera in the case of truma because people might be more careless about truma. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Beitza, that we have to be more machmir, nolad, and muktzah on yontif than we are on Shabbos, because if we're afraid of hotzah, whatever it is, then people are being mezalzel in yontif because it's less chomer here to in truma. We have to dafka make a siag, the Torah made a siag, in order to avoid chas v'shalom achilas truma bituma. Tosus, on the other hand, says in Dibra Maskal Ahu that we never found anywhere where the Torah is more machmir in truma than it is in kachim. There's no source for such a thing. And therefore, Tosus reinterprets Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean that you'll get Malkus for Negiah B'Truma, but rather what he means to say is that this Pasuk is talking about Truma. This Pasuk is telling us that if a Yoledes during this period of Yemei Tara will come in contact with Truma, she passes the Truma. And that's not limited to Yimei Tumasa, it applies even to Yimei Tarasa, when the Dam is Dam Tameh. So again, even though during these days her Dam is Tahar as far as Baila is concerned, but that, nevertheless, she still remains in a quasi-state of Tuma, such that she passes the Truma, which has the same din as a Tful Yom. So we have here Machlokas Rishonim. What would Rabbi Yochanan say about Tomei Shenoga B'Truma? Would he get Malkus or would he not get Malkus? In any event, let's go back to our Gemara. And we're holding now with Akasha. Shlokish clearly says that a Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh gets Malkus. And that would have to be derived, as we saw in the quote from B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, how can then he use B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga for Tomei Shachalas HaKodesh? And again, we're assuming that ein onshin min ein mazhirin min adin. So the Gemara answers, Tomei shenaga b'kodesh, the lav and the malchus that Reish Lakish establishes in the case of negia is mida afke rachmana b'losh in negia. But azhara is the iskash kodesh lemigdash. Let's see what this is all about. It says v'chol kodesh lo tiga, and then it says v'el hamigdash lo sava. So in one breath, the Torah combines two isurim: the isur of a tamei to go into the migdash, and the isur of a tamei to eat to be nogea b'kodesh. So Reish Lakish says that we have here a hekesh in the very, you know, in the very same breath, and just like there's an azhara with regard to a tameh who goes into the migdash, right? In this v'el migdash lo savo, so too there's an azhara in the case of achilas of a tameh sha'ochel es hakodesh. And since within the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Losiga, we have the Hekesh that goes from Bechol Kodesh Losiga to El Hamigdash Lo Savo. So that's going to derive, that's going to be the source to derive the Iser of Achilas Kodesh, the Iser of Tomei Shachal Kodesh. And the Iser Negia, which according to Reish Lakish is a separate lav, is derived from the fact that instead of the Torah saying Lo Yochal Kodesh, it says Lo Siga, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So he's deriving two things from the very same pasuk. The pasuk on one level is referring to Achila, and that is because the Torah says Vel Amigdash Lo Savo. And that Hekesh teaches us Achila. And how does Reish Lakish know that this Hekesh is teaching us Achila? In this case, the Azhar for Achila's Kodesh. Because Tamei Shenichnas LeMikdash is V'nichrasa. And it's logical through this Hekesh to assume that the Tamei, in terms of his contact with Hegdesh, is also incurring a Chiyuv Kares. And in the Gia, we don't find a Chiyuv Kares. There's no possibility of a Chiyuv Kares for the Gia. The Chiyuv Kares could only be for Achila. And that we saw in the Pasuk Mefurash. So what do we need in Azhara? So we're going to say that the Hegdesh to El Amigdash Lo Savo is going to teach us another azhara, another lav, but for something which would incur achiv kares, and that by definition would have to be achilas kodesh. But on the other hand, the Torah used the word negia, says Reish Lakish, mina afke rachmane b'losh negia, that teaches me the lav of tamei shenaga b'kodesh. The Gemara is still not happy with this. Vakati lahachi udiyasa, is it really true that the Torah, from the fact that Torah uses the Lush Negia, it's going to teach me the lav of Negia? And that's, in other words, so we have an answer to the question of why the Torah mentions Negia when really the substance or the main topic of this pasuk is Achila. Why did the Torah go out of its way to use Negia? So you want to tell me the Torah wanted to add another Easter, another lav, and then leave it after is Negia? No! But we know that Reish Lakish himself uses the word negia for some other purpose. Hahumi boile l'tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei zrikas damim di itmar tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei zrikas damim shlok shom aloke. Rabbi Yochanan ben aloke ein aloke Reish Lakish shom aloke b'chol kodesh lo siga. Meaning, from the fact that the Torah uses the lashon lo siga, it's telling me that the Isra achilas kodeshim applies even before Zrikas Adam. The Zrikas Adam, which is the Maisa Matir, and it allows you to eat the basar kodesh, there it makes sense that since this kodesh at this stage is ready for achila, the Torah tells you don't eat it as a tamei. You know, a tamei who eats this basar kodesh that's royal achila is you know, he's desecrating the kedusha. Let's just say it that way, the kedusha of the hegdish. He's being mechal the kedusha's hegdish. But before zrika, it's not mutar b'achila in any event. So it's not like that. You know, your achila is now being mechalel hegdesh, which kodesh, which is royal achila. It's not even royal achila. So therefore, I need some sort of a limud, the alfusa, to teach me that the iser that's mentioned in this pasuk applies even before Zrika Saddam. And how do I derive that? Because it says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. And the Lashon of Lo Siga indicates an Iser Achila even before the Zrika Saddam, even before the Heter Achila. Lo Shna Lefnei Zrika, Lo Shna Leachar Zrika. How does Reish Lakish derive the Isra Achilas Basar Kodesh Lefnei Zrika from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga? The answer is that this Kodesh before Zrika is not Roy Lachila. That's why the Torah says, mentions Negiah. Negiah, it's Roy Negiah, but it's not Roy for Achila. I mean, when you say royal and negia, what you probably mean, that's how I understand it, is that that you need to eat the basar, so you have to be nogea, you need to do this rikas dam, and so forth and so on, in order to prepare the basar. But in any event, this basar is considered a basar ha-royal and negia, and a basar she'eno royal achila, because it doesn't have the matir zrika yet. So before zrika, you know, there's no isa negia. And the Torah goes out of its way to use this phrase, Lo Siga, to tell you, to hint to you, that we're talking about Basar Kodesh Kodem Zrika, and but the subject and the nature of this Isra here written in the Pasuk is Achila. And indeed, Achilas Basar Kodesh Betuma Kodem Zrika Saddam according to Reish Lakish incurs Achiv Malkus. That's what we saw here in this formulation. So therefore, we're really in trouble, because we don't understand how Reish Lakish could derive a lav of Negia when Reish Lakish himself says that the subject of this pasuk is Achila, not Negia. The Torah used the language Afki Rachman Blash Negia. That's for a different reason, to tell you that the Isra Achila applies even before Zrika Saddam. But before we get to the Gemara's answer, let's just see Rabbi Yochanan Omer in the next Gemara, Eino Loke. If you are a tummy and you eat Basar Kodesh before Zrika, there's no Chiv Malkus. Is Rabbi Yochanan Letamei? This is Rabbi Yochanan Shita, who derives the Azhara for Achilas Kodesh, the Amakra Tum'as from the Gzeres Shava, from the case of Abba El Amigdash Tamei. The chiksiv tumaso is liacher zrika hu dechsiv, and we know that the case of tamei she'achal kodesh is talking about liacher zrika. How do we know this? So even though here on the daf in Makis it's not absolutely clear, but the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Chafeim and Beis has a drasha to prove that we're talking about Basar Kodesh Liachar Zrika. Basar Kodesh Lefnei Zrika is not written here in this pasuk, and therefore you're part of Mimalkus. And basically, what you know, to summarize the main point of the Gemara in Menachos, if you look earlier in the pasuk, it says, this is Vayikra Zayin Yud Tes, it says, Kol Tar Yochal Basar. And the drasha is, Shenitar L'Tahorim, which means Nizrak Damo. And in such a case, kol tame, kol tari yochal kodesh, but b'chol kodesh lo siga, in the case of a tame, he's not allowed to eat this basar. But if you're talking about basar that's lo nitai l'tahorim, because before the zrikas dam, then you wouldn't be chayev mishum tumah. In any event, bottom line is, we now have a shver kind of question on Reish Lakish. How could Reish Lakish use the language in the Gia to derive an azhara for Nogea, for Tomish and Nogea for Kodesh? He needs this to teach us that the Isra Achilas Kodesh applies before, even before the Zerika. So the Gemara answers, Hahi mi bechol Kodesh Nafka. Right, this pasuk has another part to it. It says, "Ushloshu yoshos yom teishim mei Torah bechol kodesh lo tiga." There's an extra word, bechol kodesh, and that's teaching you all kinds of kodshim, whether it's before zrika or whether it's after zrika. So the truth is that even though it's true that Reish Lakish has a lav for Tamei Shachal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrika, but he doesn't derive it as we thought from the pasuk lo siga. From the fact that Afki Rachmanav Losh and Negiya and the whole Dre that we spoke about before, but rather he learns it from a different part of the same pasuk, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. The Bechol Kodesh is coming to include even Kodesh before Zrikas Dam. But keep in mind that it's clear from the Sugyan in Menachos that we quoted before that even though Reish Lakish has a lav of Tomisha Ochal Kodesh even before Zrikas Adam, that's only to engender a Chiv Malkus. He's Moda, that there's no Chiv Kares. The Chiv Kares is established by a different drush in Menachos to refer Dafka to Basar Kodesh Liacher Zrikas Adam. The Gemara concludes by saying, Tanya Kavose de Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa that supports Reish Lakish. The Braisa opens with this pasuk called Kodesh Lo Siga. Azhara li ochel. This pasuk itself, says the Braisa, is the azhara that enjoins a tameh from eating basar kodesh. Ata omer azhara li ochel o eino el azhara li nogea. And if you'll ask me, but the pasuk is referring to negia, not to achila. And once again, we're applying the principle of ein mazir min adin. Is Talmud lomar b'chol kodesh lo siga vel hamigdash. It says in the pasuk vel hamigdash lo savo, which is a reference to the iser kares that applies to a tomei shenichnas lemigdash. Is makish kodesh lemigdash. This is the exact hekish that we spoke about before. Ma migdash davashe. And when I say the same Hekish that we discussed before, I don't mean the formulation of what we're deriving from the Hekish, but that this Braisa, like we saw, and we've already seen this above, is pointing to the fact that in the same Pasuk it says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, and then it follows with El Migdash Lo Savo, and we have now an equation between the prohibition of a Tomei entering into the Migdash and the prohibition of a Tomei to be Metame Kodesh. To eat Kodesh, excuse me. Ma migdash davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. It means something for which you be chayiv kares. That's called netilas neshama. Af kol davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. The ibn negia mika netilas neshama. In the worst case scenario for negia, you can only violate a lav and get malchus. There's no chayiv kares for negia, and since the Torah equates the two cases, the Tomei She'ochal with the Tomei She'nichtas, it must be talking about Tomei She'ochal, because otherwise the equation wouldn't be a fair equation. There would be no Chiyuv Kares if it was only referring to Negiya. Ela ba'achila, so it must be referring to Achila. The Torah used the word Negiya, that we've already seen, that the Torah wants to also tell us that there's a lav of Negiya. Now, as far as how we paskin here, this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you would get the impression that we should paskin like Reish Lakish here, although that's unusual. But the Braisa does support Reish Lakish. And that's exactly what the Ritva, his conclusion here is, the Lecha Mishnah on the other hand, Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Yutes, and the long list of Chayvi Malkis, he assumes that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, that as far as Achilas Kodshim with Nezrikas Adam, there is no Isur. As far as Negiya B'Kodshim, there is no Isur. And yet the Gemara seems to assume that that's Rabbi Yochanan. He says, the Gemara here is clear that Rabbi Yochanan was Tolez Dvarim based on the fact that we derive the Isur Achila from Gzeira Shava. So we'll go, you know, we'll leave the Lecha Mishnah as a very sticky and complex derivation here about which dimensions of Rabbi Yochanan the Rambam accepts and which dimensions of Reish Lakish the Rambam accepts in terms of these different derivations. But basically what we have here is an entire sugya, the conclusion of which is that both in the case of Tomei Shenichnas L'Migdash and in the case of Tomei She'ochal Basar Kodesh, we have an Isur Lav and a Chiyuv Kares, we have an Azhara and an Onesh. How we derive it is the subject of a controversy here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. There are nafkaminas though, because in the way that Rabbi Yochanan derives his conclusion, it comes out that Achilas Kodesh Lufnei Zrikas Dam is not awesome in the Torah, Negiya B'Kodshim is not awesome in the Torah, whereas Reish Lakish would say in both cases there is an Isur Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.